Blog Talk Radio.
To come on and talk about this whole Instagram thing. Wow. Okay. You're listening to The Queen's Lair. This is Renee Lowe. I'm the host. I'm the CEO of Onyx Queen Media and the curator of Blackberry Naturals, which is a networking group for natural hair entrepreneur ladies. Okay. I told you guys before about all of these new updates and things that are coming with all of the different social medias. They're evolving, they're changing. I talked about a couple episodes ago, I spoke about how people are getting away from, companies are getting away from accepting Gmail addresses and AOL addresses and Yahoo addresses that, pay the $5 and go on over to Google and get yourself a .com address. If you have a .com saved, where you have bought a .com, whatever it is, like onyxqueenmedia.com, even if you don't have a website, go ahead and get your email, info@onyxqueenmedia. I have all the different aliases, info@onyxqueenmedia, press@onyxqueenmedia, all these different things, because these are the things that, these companies are going to be looking at. They're going to start looking at Gmail addresses almost like spam. So I was speaking about this a couple episodes ago. The last episode that I did talked about the great changes that Periscope did and the changes that Instagram had done with their ads. Now, Instagram hit us yesterday out of the blue, all out of left field. I've named this episode Instagram is Savage, and I say Savage, hashtag Savage, because these folks just swiped Snapchat stories, okay? Now, let me just say this. Yes, I do have a Snapchat account. I will tell you right now, don't go bother to follow it, because I'm not going to use it, and I'm going to tell you why. Yes, I know that a lot of people are talking about Snapchat and saying Snapchat is amazing and Snapchat has this and Snapchat has that. There's a lot of people that think that, okay, I'm just going to use this Instagram Stories platform to advertise their Snapchat. Or I've seen so many people post that. But let me tell you something. And trust and believe, we're talking about Facebook, the owners of Facebook. We're talking about the Zuckerbergs and, all the other CEOs and people that he has working for him. Listen, there is no way, if you ever think that Instagram is going to stop at just this. People are like, oh, where's the filters? They don't have the filters. Trust me, the filters are coming. And those filters may blow Snapchat filters out the water, okay? I'm going to tell you how I know those filters are coming. Oh, yes, they're coming, okay? They're going to roll out those filters, and they're going to roll them out real soon. I was on Facebook, and this is a major change that has happened to Facebook as well. Facebook has filters as well. And I think a lot of people are not seeing these things. They're not paying attention to these different, the different changes that are happening, because they're not really looking into the different settings on their phones. Okay. Now, I don't know if it's available for iOS yet. I think that it is, but I'm an Android user, so I have an Android. And I can tell you right now, when you go onto the Facebook app, the Facebook Android app, so for all my Android people, do this right now. When you go to your Facebook app, okay, and you post a picture, all right, you have the picture, everything's ready to go. Before you click post, swipe your finger across the phone, just like how you do if you're familiar with Snapchat, where you swipe your finger across the screen. swipe your finger across, you're going to see the city that you're in. You're going to see all these different filters, very similar to what Snapchat is doing right now. So why would you think that Instagram is not going to do the same thing? As a matter of fact, what I love about Instagram and what I completely am blown away by what they're doing right now is because they have tapped in to over 300 million people. Okay, over 300 million people are on Instagram. Okay, Snapchat, I don't even think it's half that. Okay. Here's another thing with Snapchat. It's yet another app that you have to add onto your phone. And to be quite frankly, and to be quite frank with you, I'll tell you right now, Snapchat is a battery killer. It is a battery killer, okay? And I have paid good money for my phone, and my phone is one of the newest on the market. And it is a battery killer. So my thing is like this. Why would I go over now to Snapchat? Let's say, you know, Instagram gets all their filters together and everything is cool. Why would I leave from an app that I use every day? See, the thing with Snapchat is that most people don't use them every day. They don't use it every day. But Instagram, people are more likely to use every day because it's already connected to Facebook. If you are an entrepreneur, it is connected to your ads. So when you create an ad in Instagram on your phone through Instagram, you can go to your ads manager on a desktop computer and see the ads that you created. So everything is just this ebb and flow that just works so well. And you may not be familiar with ads, but let me tell you, get to know the ad situation. I'm telling you, get to know it, because it is making life so much easier for us entrepreneurs. So while I think that Snapchat was a great invention, I think that it was amazing for the fact that it's quick bursts of information. You can get to people very quickly, and, you know, it disappears in 24 hours. Amazing. That's wonderful. But I will tell you right now, this Instagram stories, what they're doing, and it's the same thing with the 24 hours and it disappears, the whole thing. They I don't know how they were able to do this without Snapchat going crazy. I would venture to say that probably people came to the table and they offered Snapchat money, and Snapchat maybe said no, and maybe this is their, you know, their answer to that. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not on the inside of the Facebook world and Instagram world, the Mark Zuckerberg world, but I will tell you right now, this was the chess move of the century, and I know, again, people think they're going to come on here and they're going to advertise other channels and all this sort of stuff. But the whole point about being in business, and that is what the Facebook and Instagram people are understanding, is that you need a place that is a one-stop shop. And it's not that you're trying to be the jack of all trades. It's not that. You need to be a one-stop shop. They already do social media at a high rate as it is. People don't think that Facebook is obsolete. Let me tell you something. Facebook is not obsolete. Facebook is still number one. Even though you may think that it's not, it's still number one, because it's the one thing that everybody can get to that you don't have to have an app on your phone to use. You can use it on your desktop. It's very seamless. You can slide back and forth. You can be on your phone. You can do whatever. Facebook is still king. It's still king. Now, Twitter, can you use Twitter on your desktop? Yes, you can use Twitter on your desktop, but it's not as cool as when you do it on your phone. It doesn't work the same. But Facebook is probably the one social media that is just as user-friendly on your app on your phone as it is on the desktop on your, you know, on your desktop computer. So if you think Facebook is going anywhere, think again. If anything, they'll change Facebook up and make it even more convenient than what they were doing before. But the fact that you can create ads in your Instagram app on your phone and never touch Facebook, But if you decide, hey, let me go log on to Facebook on my desktop computer or my laptop, and you can go to your ads manager and see the ads that you created 2 weeks ago in your Instagram account. That right there is that's game change type movements. That's boss moves right there. And I'm telling you, I know that people are going to try to say, oh, they don't have this, they don't have that. Trust and believe, it's coming. Whatever Snapchat has going on, trust and believe, it is coming. So if people don't understand what it is that I'm talking about, I'm not going to go too long with this. I'm going to do my little 15-minute spiel, and I'm going to be out of here. I got a meeting to run to, but I'll tell you right now, if you're not understanding what's going on, if you're not using your Instagram to full capacity, now would be the time to get on there, because Instagram is on fire. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. If I will tell you this, if you were thinking about getting Snapchat, don't even bother until you go over and look at Instagram and see what they have going on. Because I'm telling you right now, this is a game changer. This is a game changer. And not only can you do the same sort of thing that you can do with Snapchat, the only thing that's missing right now is the filters. That's it. But from what I understand, the filters are coming very soon. Okay, but one thing that's really important too is that you can not only create these stories, you can download them. Yes, can Snapchat download them? Absolutely. But you can also promote. So now I actually added one of my Instagram stories to my feed. So basically put it on my timeline. So it's actually in my Instagram timeline. And now I can take same said Instagram story, and I can now, you know, I was going to say snap it. Now I can promote it. Now I can promote it. Now I can get insights for it. Okay? Now I can get insights for it. Another thing is the privacy aspect of it. Okay? That's another major thing that I was just like, this is amazing. You can actually create Instagram stories, and you can pick and choose who see the stories. So if you want to do an Instagram story, you can. Okay, you can, and you can say, I just want these 10 friends to see it. So it doesn't even have to be open to every single person. So if you have 500 people following you, or 900 people following you, or 20,000 people following you, or some of these celebrities that have millions following you, you don't even have to show everybody everything. Now you can pick and choose who sees what. What does that come from? That comes from the Facebook mentality. Same thing on Facebook. When you post on Facebook, you can control the audience that's seeing your posts. People, are you understanding how epic this is? Okay, you can live in Snapchat world if you want to, but I'm going to tell you right now, this is a major game changer, and I am happy that Snapchat has come up with this sort of thing, you know, to make those quick bursts of information. But if Snapchat doesn't get on board with Instagram with this, I think at this point Snapchat would just want to sell to Instagram and just bring the whole thing together, because this is a major game changer. So when you guys go onto Instagram, go over and, you know, look at your direct messages, like you're going to click to look at your direct messages, and you will see all the little circles going across. You'll learn very quickly how to use it. That's it. I'm out. I'll talk to you guys soon. It's Renee Lowe with The Queen's Lair. Email me, info@onyxqueenmedia.com. Find me online, www.onyxqueenmedia.com. See you later, guys.